Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are talking about yet another movie. Oh, of course, I mean, it's Movie Deputy Reviews. What would you expect me to be reviewing? Movie Deputy movies. Sorry, I'm in a weird mood this morning, so forgive that I might look a little bit different. I am trying out a new lighting thing, so I don't know if this is going to be permanent or not, but I thought I would give it a shot. So I am using a warm temperature ring light and trying to use that for the illumination. It appears to give me a little bit more of a natural color, so I kind of like that, but don't necessarily like the weird thing with the glasses. So the blue tint was bad enough, but now it looks like I'm like the traditional almost like four eyes jokes and stuff like that as a kid. But if you're on the audio portion of this, you're probably not sure what movie we're talking about yet, but on the video portion, you can see the poster right here for Weapons. Now, what is Weapons? This one actually came out back in August, at least in a lot of the major cities. In some of the smaller cities, they're still just getting this movie fairly recently. I actually found that out. That kind of surprised me a little bit. And this is an R-rated horror movie, so it is definitely a guilty rating. I finally got around to watching this just a couple nights ago, and when I sat down to watch this, I was really kind of excited based on the premise of the movie. If you're not sure of the premise of the movie, if you're on the audio portion of our podcast, I want to read you what the poster says, because there are people that probably are not familiar with this. It says, last night at 2:17 a.m., every child from Mrs. Gandy's class woke up, got out of bed, went downstairs, opened the front door, walked into the dark, and never came back. So it's a little kind of creepy, and it's got these kids like running, and their arms are in this like weird extended position type thing. If you could picture like if my hand is my legs and the arms are kind of outstretched kind of in a weird way like that. But it was just kind of an unusual premise, just the whole thing with the 2:17 a.m. It's like, okay, what happened to these kids? In my brain, I was thinking like the lost colony of Roanoke and just kind of things like that, just based on, I try not to look up any information before I watch the movies because I don't want it to skew the way I'm going to be reviewing them, because I don't review movies, as probably as you figured out by now, like a normal critic. I look at the plot and the content of the movie and how the story is told a lot more so than the Hollywood gobbledygook. I don't focus on a lot of the stuff a lot of the other critics do, because I look at the age appropriateness, who the target audience of this is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I will add in, before I even get into the trailer on this one, that this movie is a lot gorier than what you might expect. I did not actually expect any gore from a story such as this, and the gore level definitely took it. It was up there for some of the scenes. The whole movie is not that way, but the certain scenes that have that, there's three particular scenes that are, they're considerably gory, and it's just a little intense if you are sensitive to that. It's like, that stuff typically doesn't bother me a whole lot, but even I was like, ew. there's just a gross factor to movies such as this, and I don't know if that was necessary in a story such as this, but let's go ahead, and I want to share the trailer with you before we get a little bit too far into this. And you know me, no spoilers ever, so you don't ever have to worry about that. But let's get over here to the trailer.
This is a true story that happened.
Okay, I want to go right in there. The very first part of the movie, it says that this is a true story. And at the very end of the movie, it references that it was very, it's a fictitious story. And there's very little reference to something that actually happened. So I hope that is not going to be a major spoiler. It doesn't change anything with the story, but this is not a true story. So just to kind of put your mind at ease.
In my town. So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different. Every other class had all their kids. But Mrs. Gandy's room was totally empty. And do you know why?
That's what we're getting ready to find out, is the whole why part of that. She has 18 students in her class, and on this random Wednesday morning, she comes in and 17 of her 18 students are gone. Now, why 17 of the 18? Again, that would be a spoiler, so I won't do that to you, but as you can see, the time, 2:17 a.m. here, is pretty important. Even it's set on the poster on that. So let's get back to this.
Because the night before, at 2:17 in the morning, every kid woke up, got out of bed, walked downstairs, and into the dark. And they never came back.
And I don't know about you, but just that the creep factor of the whole thing of picture, imagining your elementary age children just wandering out the door in the middle of the night and you have no idea where they went or what happened to them. The way the community in this movie reacts to that is also a little bit different than what you might expect.
I don't understand at all. Why just her classroom? Why only hers?
Where are our children?
We have a lot of emotional parents here. I think it's best if you keep some distance from this place.
Matthew, where are you? Where did you go?
This is where the story really starts.
Now, there are some Easter eggs in that video that once you watch the movie, you're going to go back and watch the trailer and going to be, you know, that was kind of a giveaway, but you don't really realize the things that it's giving away. I'm not talking about the main part of the story at all, but just there's little pieces in the movie that it hints to in that trailer that you don't really understand until you watch the movie. Now, obviously, as you can tell by my thing, and I'm going to mention it again, that this is getting a guilty rating. The proposed audience for this is probably young adults, maybe, I'd probably say 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s-ish. It's definitely not for kids by any means. And there's going to be a lot of the older generation that just, I don't know, aren't going to be able to follow some of the references in it as easily. So maybe it might not be for them either. Now, this is where I get a little bit more into the review of the story, but without, of course, giving anything away. You picture 17 kids from one classroom just suddenly go missing. You'd think that there would be this big uproar. And you, of course, in the trailer, you hear the one dad voicing his opinion on, like, okay, where is his son? What's going on? Why aren't people doing more about it? The police reaction to this is quite unsettling of sorts. It's not really a big priority to them. And there are multiple storylines kind of going on at the same time. You'd think the main storyline would be the missing kids, and primarily it is. But then you have a storyline of an alcoholic, I can't think of the name of, sex addict type person. I can't think of the name of that type of addiction. And just it kind of goes in that direction. And then you've got the direction of a family member taking another family member in that basically has no place to go, and how things kind of go weird down that path. And then you kind of mix in the fact that there you've got a parent and the teacher are doing more to try to find out what happened to these kids than the police are. And when they're finally starting to put the pieces together, it really kind of goes in a weird direction. Definitely not the direction that you would expect at all. And even when this story comes full circle, it's not the happy ending that you might expect. I mean, this is a very off-putting horror story that ends in a way that it does not bring the closure to the story. And is that hint that there's going to be more to this? There's almost room where they could make a prequel to this because of the things that happened in this movie. You're kind of wondering, okay, how did they get to that point? people that are very religious or are absolutely offended by occult type stuff or want to stay away from occult type behavior, this is not the movie for you. This movie is very heavy with occult behavior and demonic things and witchcraft and just very creepy, eerie, just a lot of unsettling things that are not going to be for a lot of audiences. If you've seen movies like The Witch and stuff like that, and those creeped you out, this is definitely not the movie for you. It very much has a feel like The Witch or like Hereditary did a little bit. And in that, it, like I said, it just, it's creepy. Score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm at on this. And this one I was really debating. I was between two different scores on this, just purely professionally, purely from the deputy scale. Because this is one of those ones that I'm like, okay, this, if you really need to see this, wait to watch it at home. And I feel sorry for the people who did watch this in the theaters. There's really, since watching this and since kind of figuring out what I was going to do for my review and score and everything, I've looked at some of the reviews on IMDb and things like that. And I'm like, there is either people that absolutely loved this movie, because I don't know if we watched the same movie. Obviously we did, but I'm just like going, There's so many holes to this. There's so many parts of these stories that are never resolved. There's so many wondering what we just watched. And so it's like, I have to wonder I know it's the same movie that we watched, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like it. And so I'm like, okay, watching this at home versus it being just completely forgettable. It's upsetting and a bit just unnerving, but this movie, to me, it would be completely forgettable. If somebody asked me a couple weeks from now if I what I saw, this would not be one of the ones that would even come to mind. And so I try to take all that into account. But ultimately, where I ended up with Weapons is I'm coming in right at a 4.25 out of 10 on the deputy scale. 4 is watchable but forgettable. 5 is watchable, decent story, significant flaws. And I couldn't even get close enough to a 5 on this one. I mean, this one has significant flaws, but like I said, there's just not enough to make it necessarily memorable. Like I said, there is room if they wanted to go back and make a prequel. Like I said, just because some of the oddities on this one, but I really hope there's no sequels to this. Who knows? It's like with directors and stuff like this, you never know what to expect. But this one, unless you are just really into those unusual type movies that just leave you hanging, I really would not recommend this to really anybody. So I just ask that you take that with a grain of salt. I don't ask everybody to agree with me. But I hope that this helps at least a few people. As always, if you are enjoying these reviews, I hope that you like, subscribe, and be sure to click on that little bell. And of course, share this. So I'm hoping that if you are listening to the audio part of this podcast and you want to come check out the video or like some of my facial reactions throughout all of this, come over to YouTube and check out our video reviews. It's the movie title, like this one is Weapons Movie Review with Trailer, is what the title is on this one. So again, I'm hoping this will help at least a few people, but I wanted to bring this up to you. And I will be back Wednesday with another movie for you. Till later, guys. Bye-bye.